Baba Kama, chapter 6, Mishnah 4. Ashalach es haba'era biyad cheresh. If a person sends fire in the hand of a deaf mute, shoyte v'katan, or someone who's mentally deficient, or a mana, says the Mishnah, patu bidina adam v'cha bidina shemam. He's exempt by the laws of man, but liable by the laws of heaven. And what this is talking about, the Gemara says, it's talking about a case where what he sent was a coal. And the reason being that the coal, normally it goes out, but this mentally deficient person, like, fanned it ablaze, and he caused a fire with it. It didn't happen in a normal kind of thing, and therefore that's why he's exempt by the laws of man. But if he would have sent a fire, if he would have actually sent them with a flame, then it's much more direct, you know, that his action caused the fire. It's dangerous, and then he would be liable even by the laws of man for sending a fire. So this is only talking about sending a coal, which normally goes out. Shilach b'yad pikeach ha-pikeachav. If he sends flame with a normal person with the of sound mind, and that person causes a fire, pikeachav, that person is obligated because he's of sound mind. He should have guarded the fire that it shouldn't spread. Echad havi esa ur ve'echad havi esa eitzim. Someone brings fire, and someone else brings wood, and they cause a big fire over there, and they cause damage. Says the Mishnah, maybe esa eitzim chav, the one who brought the wood is liable, because without the wood, the fire would have just gone out. So the one who brought the wood is liable. But echad havi esa eitzim, but if the one brought the wood first, and he just put wood over there, right? He just put the wood over there. And then the echad havi esa ur, and the one comes afterwards, and he lights the wood. So obviously in this case, a maybe esa ur chav, the one who brought the fire, is going to be obligated because he brought that afterwards. Boy acher veliba. If someone else comes along, and he inflamed it. He like caused, you know, there was like a small fire over there, whatever, and he flamed it up into a big fire. So hamalabit chayv, he's now going to be obligated because without his actions, it wouldn't have, you know, gone into a big fire and caused damage. Lib saharuch, but if the wind came along and inflamed it, kulan paturin, then they're all exempt. And what he's talking about over here is where it's an abnormal wind. It was a wind that it's not usual for such a strong wind to come along, and therefore, you know, if it was a normal wind, it wouldn't have spread the fire. But this abnormal wind comes along and spreads the fire, and that's what caused the damage. So they're all exempt because no one could have, you know, reasonably foreseen that this abnormal wind would have come along and spread the fire. Hashilach es haba'era va'achla eitzim or avanim or afar. If someone causes a fire, started a fire, and it consumes his someone else's property, but what it consumes is wood or stones or earth that like actually burns up the earth, you know, like a scorched earth kind of thing. So is he liable for, you know, for that, or is that the kind of damage that he's liable for? Says the Mishnah Chayev, he is liable for that, even for that. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, Ki taitzei eish umatza koitzim, if he causes a fire to go out and it burns up thorns, v'nechal gedish, or standing corn, or a stacked corn.
To cause a fire to break out.
To break out, yeah. Or a kama, or standing corn, or hasade, or even if it burns up the field, shalom yeshalom hamavir es haba'ere. So you see there that it says it burns the field, meaning that he's even liable for like the rocks and the field and the bird, right? Avra gader shu gavua arba amos. What happens if he starts the fire and then it passes, it's in his property, and then it passes over a fence 4 cubits high, 4 amos high. So does he still have liability for that? And we'll see no, because that's like a border, and it's normally shouldn't pass over that. A wall, exactly, and it does, and that should stop the fire from transmitting, and therefore he will see that he won't have liability for that. Or derech harabim, or it passes over public domain, 16 amas wide, a road, and again that should stop the fire, but it doesn't. Or nar, or over a river, there's a, you know, a stream over there that it passes over. In all of these cases, patra, the person who lit the fire, is going to be exempt because it shouldn't pass over those things. It does, but it shouldn't, and therefore he's exempt. Hamadlik b'soich shelo, if he lights it in his own domain and there's no borders or walls or anything like that, no rivers. So how far away from his neighbor does it have to be before he has liability? Maybe if he has like absolutely massive property, you know, and he lights it right by in the middle, so maybe he's not liable over there. So what's the limit? Ad kamatavur hadlaka. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah Omer, Rain Oisa Kitlu Be'emtza Beis Kur. He says we look at it as if it's in the middle of a Beis Kur. So if you do the maths, it comes out that if you light the fire within a radius of approximately 137 cubits. It's actually not so far, 137 amas. An amma is half a meter. So that's about, you know, it's 65, 68 meters, right? That's not so far. In a radius of 68 meters, he'll be exempt if it, you know, if it spreads more than that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says 6 esra amos. He says 16 amos. That's not very much, right? 16 cubits. That's like a public way. Remember, the width of a public way is 16 cubits. Kederech Rishus Rabim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says 50 amos. He says 50 amos. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says Shalom Yishalom Amavir Esa Ba'era Hakol Lefi Hadlaki. He says, no, everything is according to the measure of the fire. If he lights a very large fire, it's going to spread even further. So the distance, it's going to spread even further than this distance as we mentioned above. So according to him, and he brings over here that the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Shimon, you've got to look at the circumstances. If he lights a very small fire, okay, then we don't expect it to spread very far. And he you know, but if he lights a massive fire, then of course we expect it to spread far. And even these areas, if it spreads beyond that, he will be liable for those damages. What is reasonable?